So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara elaborating on that which the Mishnah on the previous daf taught. Chomesh tevilos v'asor kedushin tevil kohen gadol u'mekadesh b'yom. On Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol immerses himself in the mikvah five times. Once each time he changes his clothing and performs kiddush yadayim reglayim twice each time he changes his clothing for a total of 10 times on Yom Kippur. V'kulam b'kodesh al beis haparva chutz mizubal v'ad. All immersions took place in the mikveh that was located atop the Lishkas Beis HaParva, which was inside the Azara, with the exception of the first immersion of the day, which took place in the mikveh atop the Shehar HaMayim, which was not inside the Azara. Amar Baya, Shema Mino, Ein Eitim Gevoya Mikarka Azara Esrim B'Sholish Amas. We can deduce from here that the spring of Ein Eitim, which was the source of water for the mikveh, was a bit more than 23 Amas higher than the floor of the Azara. How? Since the Mishnah Masechtas Midah states, all doorways were 20 amas high, plus, we learn from the pasuk, V'rochatz b'mayim is called b'saray, b'mayim sh'kol gufoy oylebehen, b'kamahen, ama al ama b'rum gimel amas, a mikveh must contain enough water to cover the entire body of the person at one time. To achieve this, the mikveh would have to be 1 ama by 1 ama by a height of 3 amas. V'shir chacham emei mikveh arbam sa. A box of this size contains 40 sa' of water to make up a mikveh. Therefore, in order for the water to flow from the Ein Eitim spring into the mikveh atop the Shehar HaMayim, Ein Eitim must have been at a higher level of at least somewhat more than 23 amas. The next Mishnah teaches, Pashat Yarad B'Tavol Ola V'Nistapik. After removing his personal clothes, immersing in the mikveh, and drying himself, Hiviu Le'Bigdi Zahav V'Lavash V'Kiddush Yad V'Raglav. Kohen Gadol donned his 8 bigdei zav and performed the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim of the 10 times that he washes his hands and feet. The Gemara sets a machlekes between Rabbanan and Remeir in the Mishnah further on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis regarding the first of the two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim the Kohen Gadol would perform at each later change of clothing on Yom Kippur. Kiddush Yad V'Raglav Pasha. According to the Rabbanan, the Kohen Gadol first did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and then removed the bigdei kuhuna. Remeir Ema, Pashat, Kiddush Yad V'Raglav Yarad B'Tavol. Remeir holds that he first removed the Bigdei Kuhuna and then performed the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. However, both agree regarding the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Lavash B'Kiddush Yad V'Raglav. The Kohen Gadol first put on the Bigdei Kuhuna and then did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. In brief, the order was as follows. According to the Rabbanan, Kiddush, Pshita, Tvila, Levisha, Kiddush. According to Remeir, Pshita, Kiddush, Tvila, Levisha, Kiddush. There's a machlekes amarim of Rav Papa of Rabbanan and how to explain the machlekes hanoim of Remeir Rabbanan. The Rabbanan of Rav Papa said that the Rabbanan hold that the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is done while still wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna about to be removed because Chad Abshita the Bigdei Kodesh v'chad Alavisha. The first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is for removing the previous clothing and the second is for putting on the new clothing, but only when both are Bigdei Kodesh. Therefore, our Mishnah, which is speaking about the first change of clothing, has only one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim after putting on the Bigdei Kodesh, but no Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before removing the Bigdei Chayil, his personal clothes. However, Remeir holds that the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is done after removing the previous Bigdei Kuhuna because Trei Akidushi Alavisha Avelhu. Both Kiddush Adayim Raglayim are for the new clothing. Just one is done before the Tefillah, and the other is done after the Tefillah of Alavisha. Therefore, we must say that Remeir disagrees with our Mishnah, and according to Remeir, the Kohen Gadol does two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim even at the first change. Rav Papa, however, holds that both Remeir and Rabban hold Chad Apshita de Bigdei Kodesh v'Chad Alavisha, that one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is for removing each set of clothing, and the second is for the new set of clothing, which he is now donning. And Remeir would agree with our Mishnah that at the first change he only does one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The 10th Kiddush Adayim Raglayim will be at the final change from Bigdei Kodesh to Bigdei Chayil. According to Rav Papa, the Machlokes of Remeir Rabbanan is based on how we understand the following Hekesh. The pasuk describing one of the changes of clothing reads as follows. Ufashat es Bigdei Habad, v'lovash es Begadav. Makesh Pshita l'Levisha. We compare the Pshita to the Levisha. The Rabbanan say, Ma Levisha kushu lovish mekadish, a Pshita kushu lovish mekadish. Just as by the Levisha, the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna when he does Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, so too, by the Pshita, he is still wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna when doing Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Remeir says, Malavisha Levish v'achakach mekadesh, apshita poishet v'achakach mekadesh. Just as by the Levisha, the Kiddush Adam Reglaim is done after the Levisha, so too by the Pshita. The Kiddush Adam Reglaim is done after the Pshita. The Rabban and Rav Papa bring a Braisa, which supports their position, and Rav Papa therefore concedes by saying, Itanya Tanya. To summarize again, regardless of the reasoning, the order was as follows. According to the Rabbanan, Kiddush, Pshita, Tvila, Levisha, Kiddush. According to Rabbeir, Pshita, Kiddush, Tvila, Levisha, Kiddush.